Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Still ain't got it bumping. This your anthem, baby. Look, don't need a man for what you got.
You don't.
Good all on your own. Let them know if they forgot. They talk because they jealous. Don't let them see you stressing. Designer how you dressing. So drowning all your blessings.
Drowning all your.
This your anthem, baby. Yeah, this your anthem, baby. This your anthem, baby. Let them know what it's about. This your anthem, baby. You the shit, baby. Yeah, let them know just how you feeling, baby. Yeah, got your own money out here killing, baby. Yeah, boss lady, handle all your business, baby. Why them bitches hate? Know you looking for a man to match your drive inside, but you ain't stressing over a nigga who ain't acting right. Besides, your girls don't think any nigga worth your time. That's why you walk with that glow, cause you know you the prize. Don't need a man to buy you a Birkin. Back that ass came on in the club and you get to twerking. Party hard in front of late nights up in the morning working. Never wanna be petty, you always a bigger person. Seen it on the gram and damn it look bigger in person. Don't know what you doing to make it grow, but girl it's worth it. Keep playing and I'ma write you a couple verses. Well behave but make me fall victim to all my urges. It's your anthem, baby. Don't need a man for what you got. Put all on your own, let them know if they forgot. They talk but they're forgetting. Don't let them see you stressing. Designing how you dressing. So drowning all your blessings. Drowning all your. It's your anthem, baby. For baby, for baby, for baby, for baby.
Well, alrighty then.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty.
All right.
1212. Microphone
yes.
Test 1212. Can you
all
hear
right.
me?
Right, and yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
All right, yes, I can. Good
all
evening,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas. And welcome back to another episode of DC Palette. No fantasy, it's a Divas Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have Cynthia.
Great. Ray Queen is in the building.
Yes. Miss Lobetta will not be in this evening, but she'll be back next week, Thursday. Same time, same place. Law Fantasy is adult show, adult topics, adult talks, adult things. A lot of adult-ish stuff. All are welcome, 18 and above. And we are here every single Thursday. Number to call, 515-605-9880. Miss Raycine, how you doing?
I am well and grateful. I got cleared today by my doctor to function without my arm sling. And it looks like I will be going to work Monday. Back to work after that. Yes.
Really? How long has it been though?
March 4th, I had surgery on my rotator cuff, my right shoulder. I've been out ever since.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you feel, though? I know sometimes the doctors are like, you're ready, but how do you feel with the movement and stuff and not having that sling on? Like, are you break dancing and stuff or not yet?
I'm ready. I am so ready to go back to work. I've been doing physical therapy 2 times a week, plus, you know, my own exercises, and I'm physically, I'm ready to go back to work. Mentally, I'm ready to go back to work. Once I get there, you know, I'm gonna be like, I'm ready to go home. But yeah, I feel great. I feel great. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. The healing was a mother. But I made it. Thanks be to God. And
so
definitely,
what
I gotta give us
about it.
I gotta
what
give a shout out to
Bay.
Listen, I gotta
ooh,
give Bay. A shout out to Bay. Yeah,
Bay. Bay.
I gotta give
that?
A shout out to
the squad.
Yeah, we were blessed. Honey, you heard me say Bay. Yes, I must
I
give
know.
A shout out to Bay because. My girl, I would not have made it past the week one without Bay. The struggle was definitely real. The first day of surgery, came home. It was crazy because they put what they call a nerve blocker, so you can't feel from your shoulder all the way down to your hand. So I didn't feel any pain. I did not feel any pain, but within 12 hours of me being home, oh my gosh, woke up excruciating pain.
Wow, okay.
And not only that, I'm telling this story again and again and again because I just can't believe it. I got food poisoning, so I was super sick, vomiting, diarrhea, no energy. One arm, couldn't pull up my clothes after using the bathroom, couldn't even walk. I'm crawling with two knees and one hand. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I just want to point something out. Those of you who definitely know about the Diva Squad and how long we've been in business, and it's 5+ years we've been here. And I just want to point out the fact that Miss Ray Queen, it's been years since I've heard you say Bay.
Bay. It's
so
been
I
years.
Want to shout out Bay because it's been years
shout out to Bay,
since
yes.
I've heard her say she has a Bay. I'm just saying.
Years. It's been years.
I gotta point that
Queen.
Out because
girl, out
anyone who
oh,
knows. Anyone who knows the Diva Squad and has been with us, you guys have known the story, the testimony. We've all grown and healed together, you know.
So for this to happen
and to hear Bay.
I am so grateful.
Shout out to Bay.
So grateful.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Bay. Keep going.
But
Bay, keep doing what you're doing, Bay. Keep doing what you're doing.
But I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Unfortunately, I hurt the shoulder due to a car accident, and being compensated. Just found out that I'm in the process of, you know, hopefully being compensated. Well, I don't know, but I hope so. Even if it's just an I'm sorry, you know.
No, we don't. I'm sorry. Hold on. She got to say that because it's her. Storm don't have to say that. No. It's not, I'm sorry. No, baby. That's why you got insurance. You know, that's, you know, I'm hurt, I'm injured. This affected my life in more ways than one. You know, make sure you have a lawyer and, you know, and your lawyer's pushing to get what you need to get because at the end of the day, you are injured, you know, and it's not just today, it's not just last month. It's something that you're going to always feel. Because I know when I got into a car accident, they were like, oh, you're not going to feel it years later. Bull crap. Let it rain or something. Girl, I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is going on? Or you got to pick something up, you know, and you pick it up the wrong way thinking that you're good. Like, compensation is always good. The same.
Yeah.
So,
for
me personally, I've been okay, just very busy. We have an event at for Unity Baptist Church, so just want to definitely just mention it real quick for those of you who are, you know, really with UC College. You know, we have two comedians. Our pastor, his first pastoral celebration anniversary. So he's been with us for 1 year. We did have the doctor Reverend Marvin Dozier for our pastor for many, many years. He passed away, and now we have right. Reverend Mark Thompson as our pastor, who hails from the Bronx. You know, very
okay.
nice young guy. You know, yes, he had stand up. So just, it's, you know, it's been a nice journey. So we're celebrating the 1 year. And
wow.
that Saturday, May 18th, we're going to be at, Royal House Event in Rankle over in Calverton. And we're going to be there from 3 to 7. We have two comedians. We have poets. We have liturgical dancers. You know, those of you might know them
beautiful.
As praise dancers. You know, we have a nice, you know, little lineup going on with food. You know, tickets are $25. You know, definitely reach out to your girl, you know, for tickets for that. And there's going to be a sold-out event. We could do 100,
awesome.
We could feed 100 between Rich Money, myself, and the church. We're trying to sell 100 tickets, exactly what the venue can hold. 100, we want to sell 100. We want to go over.
All right.
So
yes.
Definitely reach out to us, you know. Of course, Rich Money, Gigi Palace, you name it. Whatever you look up for Rich Money or Gigi Palace, even you can hit up Ray Queen, still make sure you get in contact with me or Rich. It's
yes,
no better.
Absolutely.
So reach out to us. Let's go. Let's support. And let's, you know, do it the right way. You know, this is something new for us. And we want to help celebrate, you know, our pastor. We do love him dearly. We love him and his wife. So we're just looking to definitely show them our appreciation. And then Sunday we have double services. So over at Unity Baptist Church. So definitely check us out.
So bye.
Yeah, we're planning that. But with that being said, all right. So today's topic, okay, what is a unhealthy relationship? What is it? Do you know when you're in a unhealthy relationship? And it doesn't have to just be, you know, a relationship between a man and a woman. It could be woman and woman, man and man. Whatever you do. It's up to you. But the question is, what is a unhealthy relationship? And don't get me wrong, to take it a step further, unhealthy relationships can be the relationship that you have with your friends, your so-called friends. It doesn't have to be, you know, sexual or anything like that. This is an unhealthy relationship, as they say, period.
Wow.
That's the question. You know,
what is an unhealthy relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, friends, whether it's, you know, frenemies, you know, just to elaborate a little bit on it, just to go a little bit further. So unhealthy meaning a relationship that brings you more harm than good, you know, a relationship that brings you more pain than laughter, than love, you know. A relationship that always has more downs than it has ups, you know, more bad times than good times. You know, those are relationships that you look at as what are they? You know, me, I believe that an unhealthy relationship for me, just let's just say friendship-wise, is a friend or frenemy that's not supportive. You know, someone that doesn't have my back, portrays in front that they have my back, but don't have my back. Someone who I love more than they love me, you know, that as a friendship, you know, someone that I can, if I can call on you and you can call on me, you know, we're good. But if I can call on you and you're never there, but when you call me, I drop everything and come running. Those are unhealthy relationships. I don't have to see you every day. But
right.
if I call you, I do need you to be there. If you call me, I'm dropping everything quickly for you. For me, when it comes down to friendship. And it's okay to leave an unhealthy friendship. It's okay, because not everyone's supposed to follow you throughout the years. It could just be seasonal that that person's with you, you know. But what is it to you? Do you feel that that's unhealthy, or do you feel like, oh, you can have a friend that's there, like, whatever, you know? Do you feel like you could have a friend that sits at the table with people that talk about you? Are they your, is that a friend? Is that a healthy relationship?
First and foremost, big shout out to Rich Money for allowing the relationship, the friendship that Storm and I have, because Lord knows Storm will pull up hell, high water, however the saying goes.
Absolutely.
If Ray Queen needs something, Storm is right there. And Rich Money is, you know, yeah, big shout out to Rich Money.
The same thing vice versa.
Yes. Storm and I, we have an unbreakable, yes, relationship. But thanks, Rich Money. And Storm,
you.
I love you so much. And Miss Mobetta, same. If she,
absolutely,
if we need her to pull up, she pulling right on up. So I thank God for my Divas and my GQ Palace family. I've had some unhealthy relationships, Lord knows. but let me give just one for example, and it's not going to be the was. The dude who was my husband. We ain't gonna talk about that right now.
Oh no.
We gonna talk about my first best friend. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I met this hoe, but it was supposed to be, you know, it was my first. I met her through Gary or somebody. An older friend of ours introduced us to her or something. I met her in the streets or the train station somewhere. Anyway, she was my best friend. She was the first female I ever, you know, that was really, I thought we were cool. We would go out together. Always ended up raining on us, or we ended up staying overnight or something, and my mother got mad. We'd be late. My father would be like, here come Ma. Whatever her name is. And so everything was always negative. But I was so young, stupid and naive.
Mm-hmm.
So she was with me when I got with my first boyfriend. I mean, right there. She even helped us get together. So, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a boyfriend. She's like, yeah, I'm so glad I helped you with it. So I had to walk her to the train station to go home that night. Next morning, somebody knocks on the door. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh, shoot. So my father says, Ann, my father called me Ann, get up. Here's that hoe. So I'm like, oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
Girl, didn't I walk you to the train station? So you could go home. Your mother and them, you know, grandmother and them going to be mad. She said, guess where I was last night? I said, where? She said, sex with such. But, damn, did you just help me and him get together? How you just have sex with
him? Oh, no.
So, anyway, I dropped that girl as my best friend. And it really hurt me, though, because I really thought she was my best friend, you know, but that was me being naive and, you know, the first person, so-called friend or wannabe friend that I got to go out with and, you know, see some things in life and all. But yeah, no. Mm-mm. I quickly learned from that and had to get rid of her. Lo and behold, my baby sister picked her up as her best friend, and she's still a close friend to my baby sister. Oh, my God. And fast forward to now, we're older, much wiser, and, you know, I don't trust that hoe for nothing. So anyway, that was an unhealthy friendship.
Exactly. Absolutely. Now, so point it out, though, how the world turns, right? What was unhealthy to you, and the red flags were not there in that friendship. They became there. And now it's unhealthy, forgive me, for a sister, you know, because I don't know. I just feel like the leopard spots always stay there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see those leopard spots going away. I see them staying right there.
Right, and me knowing and seeing her lack of progression to this day, I'm like, that whole still bad news.
See, never going to change, never going to change, never going to change.
Definitely ain't changing them spots. But I've had several unhealthy friendships, unhealthy relationships. Mm. Whether it even could have been family members, cousins, sisters, whatever. I've had
Girl, we ain't gonna go there. We're not gonna go there.
You know, just praying.
We're not gonna go there.
Stepsisters, you know they said the what was that show? Snow White and the Ugly Stepsisters or something like that, something. My stepsisters, you know, I got to tell this story. I got to. Do we have a little time? Can I tell this really quick story?
Yeah, we got time. We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. After my father passed away, sadly, my mother ended up getting remarried, and my stepfather had children, so they became my stepbrothers and sisters. Okay.
Right.
But they were so jealous. They hated us. They didn't like us. They just thought that we were there to just take. And so, I mean, they literally were waiting for my stepfather to pass away so that they can get the money. I mean, it was
bad.
And they would just try to sabotage every relationship, our relationships with him and all of that. Anyway, fast forward, step-pops passed away. And step-pops had us in his will. They bamboozled the way to take us out of the will. He didn't get any of the money that he wanted to give us. And we're not mad at them. We just found out a couple of years ago, you know, that, okay, that's, you know, those aren't, that's unhealthy right there. That's unhealthy.
Absolutely.
And I haven't spoken to any of them pretty much since. Yeah.
And that's unhealthy. But you know what? Let me tell you something. That's unhealthy. And if we were grimy people, they would have had some jail time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If we were grimy, they would have got some jail time. Only because you can't do stuff like that. And you know, I believe that karma will get people. You know, I believe that it's how you treat people is going to come back to you. You know, because I don't think that. Just my opinion. I don't think that you can treat people bad and you think good things are going to continue to happen to you. When you least expect it, that karma is going to sting you. I'm sorry. It's going to sting you hard.
100%.
And it might not sting you for me, you know, but it's going to be a situation in your life where something's going to be so unexpected, you know, because you can't treat people wrong and think that you're going to shine. You know, I say, you're going to shine bright for a little bit, but when you least expect it, that karma's going to sting you, you know?
Boom.
And
those
are unhealthy relationships. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I know this girl, right? I know this girl who has a sister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And her sister decided to have sex with her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
And to have a baby. A baby. But, you know, everyone thinks that the baby's father is who it is, but it's really not. So, how does the sisters repair their relationship, you know? How do you fix that relationship with that, you know? That's an unhealthy relationship. And from what my friend was saying, like, they don't really, like, even talk about what happened. And, like, there's no closure to it because no one even talks about it. Mm. It's kind of like it doesn't exist, you know?
Mm.
It doesn't exist. Because you put it, you know, some people put things in the back of their head and they, you know, will put things underneath a rock and they bury it and they never really want to rehash it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Reminds me of...
Things come out.
Reminds me of one of my family members at a young age was sexually molested by one of her first cousins. They were all really, really young. Eight, 9, 10, and 8. Well, the 10-year-old male cousin sexually molested the 8-year-old female. And when it was found out, it was like it was just swept under the closet, like because someone was afraid to have that will be an argument or someone would get.
Right. So right, God bless you. You there?
So sad.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I was gonna say, wait, did I lose you? Yeah, because guess what?
Yes,
people see
my,
it underneath the rug,
and
no one ever talks about it. You know,
absolutely, and it's not right. Not right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But remember, back in the day, now this goes back to the topic of which is unhealthy relationships. What is it? Back in the day, there was this saying, "What happens in my house stays in my house." You know, you're forbidden to go out and tell what happens in my house. So that means if your sister is being molested by your uncle or your cousin, then that means, guess what, you can't say nothing because you can't bring it outside the house. But that don't mean it didn't happen. That just means no one wants to talk about it because it's a shame, you know. It's private. It's a private moment. What's so private about it? Because back in the day when they have that saying, what happens in my house stays in my house, don't be telling people my business. How many of you guys have heard someone, if it's not your mother, your father, whoever, said that in your house? What happens in my house stays in my house.
Sure enough,
that's
an old
how
saying.
They,
I remember that.
You know,
that
right there.
I remember
there,
that.
That goes with the old sayings that people say, but it still goes back to you have all these unhealthy relationships, you know, and with having these unhealthy relationships. Back then, once you get older, some of those relationships still remain unhealthy because there's no healing from them. You know, there's nothing that allows you to trust again. You know, like I'm gonna say for me, like, you know, people are gonna find it as a running joke, but like I remember I was telling a story last night, right? I was telling a story last night to Rich Money, and I said to Rich Money, Rachel know who my daddy is. I said, but they making it seem like they don't know who my daddy is, you know? I said, but somebody know who my daddy is. So she was like, what? Awkward. I was like, no. I said, because they remember, it's like a secret of all secrets, you know? I said, a part of me feels like I'm adopted, if not really adopted from like a foster family, but like who you've been raised to believe is your father, who's not really your father, you know? But no one talks about it because it's one of those super secret, what happens in my house stays in my house, you know?
Stays in my house.
But the weird thing about it is between me and my sister, one of us is not Bebop's daughter. One of them.
Right.
I don't know which one it is, but one of us is not. And it's going to come out again because I remember when I was young, the topic came out, you know, the discussion came out. But now that I'm older, I remember that one of us is not Bebop's child. I'm just saying. So you think back, Raekwon, of all the stories that was told back in the day, and I told Rich Money, you're going to tell me who my daddy is. I'm just saying. Because One of us got to do
not
that.
Not Bebop.
Just say it. Bebop thought he was, see.
Right.
One of us, you know, we got one of us got a different daddy. I'm just saying. Mama,
yes.
You're not going to tell me who my daddy is, Mama. You know?
But you know what? Some mothers will have done that and will take it to their grave.
They would. They will. And they will do it.
Yes. And but you see, then comes the question is, damn, should I have or should I not have told?
I want to know.
Myself.
Who my daddy?
I
want to know.
Me too. I want to know.
Nobody's putting you on the air, but when you think about it, I want to know who my daddy is. Let me know. Because I know my last name is Polite. But, you know, Polite's giving out. Those last names are given out to anybody at any time, depending on who you're in a relationship.
Absolutely.
The same.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm trying to remember the black guy's name that's on TV. He, he has, is it Toronto? What is his name? Oh, my God. He does a lot of, he's a black guy, gay guy. He has a show. And on his show, he deals with a lot of, like, mending broken relationships and marriages and, you know, helping people. They unlock the phone, right? So, and I think they unlock the phone, too. And when they unlock the phone, sometimes it allows them to see, you know, what's on your phone, pretty much. And I like the shows where it allows, like, you to ask questions to your family. Mm-hmm. Of questions that you wouldn't really ask, you know? You ask those hurtful questions. And it forces them to kind of answer it. And based on their expression, you know what the truth is, you know? But I like those topics like that, you know? So when I was thinking tonight, I was thinking of, like, well, like, what's our topic? You know, like, let's talk about, like, unhealthy relationships. Like, is not knowing who your father is an unhealthy relationship? Like with someone, you know, whether it's your siblings or whether it's your parents, like, what is that an unhealthy relationship? Not knowing, you know, someone keeping a secret, you know, or like to think of it in another way is when you live your life and you have a relationship with, let's just say, a guy or a girl, and that relationship is abusive, you know. I've heard people who have been abused, they say, he hits me because he loves me, you know? That's an unhealthy relationship. That's unhealthy. If no one's ever told you, that's definitely unhealthy, you know? Or the grabbing of the arm, you know? That's like a famous move when you're arguing with your boyfriend, you try to walk away, he yanks you by your arm. That's unhealthy. Yes. You should not be putting your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're trying to yank me to stay, you know, pouring bleach on your clothes, pouring bleach on the person's clothes, setting it on fire, setting the house on fire. All of those are unhealthy. Exactly.
Yes.
And it's like a relationship that takes you out of character, you know?
Yep.
That takes you to that point and makes you turn into someone different. In a bad way. That's unhealthy.
Right.
You know,
but as we always say, know your self-worth and know what you deserve, because if you allow yourself to become that person who is not in your character, you know, you've allowed yourself. Life is a know your self-worth. Know your self-worth. I recently started calling myself a very extraordinary one, because I am so extraordinary. Ooh. And I am not going to settle for just ordinary. I deserve extraordinary.
Nice.
So, very extraordinary one.
Nice, dude, that's nice. And when guess what, guys, when you think of it, you have to, we talked about on a couple of the shows we've had, we talked about self-love, you know, loving yourself without, you know, without limits, loving yourself without limitations, you know, learning how to love yourself, even if you did not feel it from the opposite, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. When we've talked on shows before, we've addressed the fact of loving yourself, looking in the mirror. I am beautiful. Mm-hmm. I am strong. You know, I am important.
Good morning,
I am worthy.
Gorgeous.
Exactly. You know, these are things I think we need to work on as a whole, and as you raise children and as you, you know, be around people. These are things that helps you with your figuring out your worth and your value. Because some people say, when you grow up, you love yourself. You have to put yourself first. Da, da, da. But when you ask me, what does that mean exactly? You know, love myself. Do I, should I be saying, oh, I'm beautiful? Like, oh, you cute. I love you. You know, like, what does that mean? You know?
Right,
like,
right.
As you grow up, it's like you have to learn to embrace every fiber of you and accept everything about you and embrace it and know that God makes everyone different. Not one person is going to be the same. Even if you have a twin, there's going to be something about you and your twin that's going to be different. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. And it could be something very small, you know. Well, they're identical twins. Yeah, they are. But guess what? It could be something. It could be their personality. It could be, you know, that an eye or an ear. It could be a toe. You
something.
Know, it could be something that makes you different, you know. And as ladies, we have to figure out ourselves and say, you know what? I don't, when my hair done, I feel a certain way. You know, if my hair's not done, I may feel this way, but just,
when you look good, you feel good.
Right, but when your hair isn't done, does that define who you are as a person, or is that an appearance, you know, or is that what you see on the outside, you know? I'm talking about that inside, that real deal, you know, like, I got brown fingernails. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real deal, looking at yourself, saying, I embrace every inch of me. You know, I have to love every inch of me and accept me before I can open that door to someone else and expect
that
them to love me.
100%. Mary J. Blige has a new podcast out. And you should watch this. And those who are listening, Mary J. Blige has a new podcast out. I think look it up on YouTube. I don't remember what platform I was watching it on, but she only has two out so far, but they're so interesting. One is with her, Taraji P, and someone else. And then the second one is with her and 50 Cent. And the conversations that they have and the love that you see Mary J. Blige finally feeling for herself, and the way she expresses it and speaks about it, and just, you could just read her and tell that she is finally loving herself.
And Mary is kind of
so
think
beautiful.
Of it, right? And but Mary has been through storms and been through things.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I've seen the podcast. It was they must be playing replaying the episode. Because they've talked about it, but I'm trying to remember how old is Mary J. Blige? Is up there, you know, 50s, right? 50s maybe.
50 plus. She's 50 plus.
50 plus.
She's in her 50s.
Now, it just goes to show you, right? Think of it this way. We remember Mary from back in the day, you know?
Yes.
Mary who's what's a 411, you know, real love.
Oh,
Mary who went through some pain and situation with her ex-husband, you know. And this is where we also have to say, like, you're, as you live your life and you try and figure out who you are and what you are and what your purpose is, it goes to show you that no matter how old we get, it's never too old to find out who we really are, because some of us have been in battered relationships and abusive relationships and just unhealthy relationships for so long. But you think that's the norm, you know?
Right.
You think it's the norm. But in all reality, what we were experiencing before wasn't correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't healthy. But because you're in it for so long,
the things in this relationship that I'm in are just, you know, I'm like, I'll literally run in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and like, is this really happening? Is this
right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Like, is this
you know?
Thank you.
Oh my
gosh.
Thank
you. Like, when you think of it, right? God was preparing you for better. God was opening up doors for you without you even knowing those doors were going to be opening, you know? And sometimes we have to go through the struggle, and we have to go through some unhealthy relationships to be able to get to a healthy relationship. And it allows us to open our minds to what a healthy relationship is, because when you...
I didn't know what it was.
To growing up, right? I keep bringing it up to when we were growing up and when people are younger. And I bring it back to there because I believe that that's really where the root starts of loving yourself. That's in the days.
Absolutely.
When you're younger
Absolutely.
And you're growing up, and whether you've been and whether you've seen an abusive relationship or you've, you know, grown up in a single family home and, you know, dad might be a papa, you know, papa was a Rolling Stone. You know, mom is looking for love in all the wrong places. You know what I'm saying? It's like those are the unhealthy relationships that as you get older, you sit back and you're like, wow. You know, like, I need to make sure that I don't repeat this. You know, I need to make sure that history doesn't repeat itself and that, you know, that door doesn't keep on going on and on and on and on and on. You know, open, close, open, close. And just back in the day, like, I try to think and talk to different people to see what their feedback is when it comes back to being younger and learning to love yourself. Like, do you remember if your parents or anyone around you ever said to you, like, when you're growing up, you have to love yourself for who you are, you know? You have to love yourself for who you are. Or was it, when we were growing up, people expected us to love yourself for who you are. Me, I feel that it was expected for you to know that you have to love yourself for who you are. I don't remember.
Right.
Only
right.
time I believe ever hearing a conversation of you have to love yourself is when you're going through something with yourself. You know?
Yes.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like some people, some kids. And the reason I say that,
do you remember growing up? And I know I remember growing up, and I thought I was so ugly. I would look in the mirror, and I would cry. I didn't want to go out the house sometimes. I didn't want to be seen sometimes because I swore I was so ugly and scrawny. I would cry. I do not remember one time. Well, my mother was always working. She was a workaholic, so she was always out of the house.
Mine too.
But I was, you know, I don't ever remember anyone besides, my sister and my god sister saying, "What? Stop crying. You are beautiful." But they were just saying that to shut me up because they didn't want to hear me crying. But
so
I didn't hear that growing up. I did not hear that growing up. But fast forward to when I was raising my daughter, I was calling her beautiful before she could even understand, you know, the word, you know.
It's important. I'm telling you, like,
Yeah.
It's important. Mm-hmm. I feel like as parents, and I like the topic, you know, and I feel mm-hmm. like as parents, we have to tell our children, you know, that as they're growing up, you have to embrace mm-hmm. who you are. You know, you have to,
absolutely.
God made you the way you are. Because remember, I was always Black Beanie. Oh, Black Beanie, uh-huh. Black Beanie. I was always uh-huh. like that because I was a chocolate of a chocolate of a chocolate. Back
yes.
then, you know?
Yes.
So therefore, those were names that, you know, family members said that they kind of thought that it was, oh, it's a Black Beanie over there, or Black Beanie over there, you know.
Yep, hello,
it's like, Black Beanie, come over
blood.
Here. Exactly. Yep. Hello, Black stuff, why are they talking so much? You know, she talks too much
yeah.
over there. You
yeah.
know,
oh
those are things
God.
Where, as, you know, as you look back, you say, well, damn, y'all would call me Black mm-hmm. since I can remember. Like,
absolutely.
You're
absolutely.
Lucky that, like, in this day and age, I'm not doing a Michael Jackson trying to bleach myself or something, you know, because
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if you let those things, especially in the society of which we're in, if you let those
yeah.
things hinder you, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you had some type of self-imaging issues, that's one of the
mm-hmm.
things that would get people, like your complexion, you know, you're very dark
yeah.
compared to other people. So that's why I say that we
yeah.
have to make sure that we tell our children, you know, that they are beautiful and have them embrace
yes.
themselves with
yes.
who they are from the inside out, because that,
yep.
I believe, helps with the, helps them not get into those unhealthy relationships. Some of them don't get
right.
married. Some of the relationships we see, a father's not in the picture, let's just say. A father's not in the picture, hasn't been in the picture. Baby girl is
mm-hmm.
looking for the father's love, and you know, it always lands her in a relationship with a person that's not really good for her. You know, it's
right.
like people, I feel like children, you know, it could be daughter, it could be son, depending on who the issue is with. If the daughter has an issue with the father, the daughter may look
mm-hmm.
for someone for all the wrong, look for a man for all the wrong reasons to help replace that father figure. Without
absolutely.
Even realizing
absolutely.
It. You know?
Absolutely.
If it's a guy, he might look for someone, you know, a son, or he might look for a girlfriend that's older, that's more mature, that can take, you know, take the lead, and that can lead because
uh-huh.
he never had that from his mother, you know?
Right.
So
right.
the qualities the person has could be similar to the mother's qualities, and
uh-huh.
as much as they might not get along, but the qualities in that woman could be because you're looking for that comfort from that
right.
person. So I don't know. To me, I
right.
just feel like it could take you any which way, but
yeah.
I feel like the relationships we have to focus on is our relationships, starting with our children, you know, because then once
amen.
They become
yeah.
adults, we want them to be able to get into healthy relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
not the bad boy that reminds you of your daddy, not that person,
mm-hmm.
you know, or not the dog that reminds you of your daddy, no,
mm-hmm.
that we want you to be in a healthy relationship with someone that loves you and respects you for you, you know,
yes.
and it starts
yes.
with you loving you and respecting you, so,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, with that being said, I must say, it was a great show. Shout out to us.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Shout out
yes.
to us. You know,
yes.
those of you who are listening in, we like that you listen, but you can press that one button at any given time next time.
Yes.
But,
next time, join
know,
in.
And I'm going to
yes.
say it. I'm going to say it. You know, I'm going to always say it. Friends. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to say it. Friends who are really friends, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
you can support someone in more ways than one. But if
yeah.
you have a friend who has a business, who is a part of a business, you should
uh-huh.
be supporting them because you're supposed to be their friend. So
absolutely.
I'm going to keep saying it until I turn purple. It's okay. Because I'm going to tell you, I got different friends. I do. I got different friend groups, right? And I know, you know, the people who will get on, the people who will not, you know, but I'm going to say, even sometimes when my friends listen, right, and they don't press the one button, they're like, oh, I'm shy, you know. You're not shy. We don't have all these deep conversations. These people cannot see who you are. They don't know your voice.
Exactly.
Who you are. You can be whoever you want to
be. A different.
So,
absolutely.
Guess what? There's no reason why you can't call in. So part of my thing for 2024 is I'm challenging my friends. Yes, y'all. I'm challenging my friends to be supportive to me and the Diva Squad. You know, I'm challenging them because I'm holding them accountable for our friendship, if that makes sense. Because we are a Black-owned and operated business. Shout out to us. Okay. Been in business 10-plus years. Shout out to us. And as we go and we do different business ventures and we do different things, as a Black-owned and operated business, time for our people to support us. Just saying.
Amen.
So with that being said, next week my goal is I'm going to have one of my friends call the show and say
and press
something.
One.
Yep. The pressure is on. Number to call is 515-605-9880. You have to press 1 to go on the air. That's my challenge for my friends, whoever's listening.
All
and if y'all not listening, it's okay. I'm going to start putting the group chat again. I'm holding them accountable for our friendship.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah. Pressure's on. I will say, as I'll say this, because we don't really have to do a round table because it's just us, but I'm going to say this when it comes down to my friend, is as Ray Queen said, if you call me, I'm going to be there, you know? And I'm like that with any and everyone that I call my friend, that I call my sister. And I'm here to tell you that if you're not riding for me the way I'm riding for you, then you could dismiss yourself accordingly, period. That's how we're doing it in 2024. That's how we're doing it because I will, as a business, you know, I would say a business employee, a business partner, however you want to say it, Black-owned and operated, we are growing, and we want to continue to grow. And it's okay that we talk to each other, but Ray, you know, you can, I mean, you're in a different area right now, but and your people are here, but your people be listening. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
My people be listening, you know? And there's nothing wrong with them pressing that one button, coming on and saying, hey, just checking in. How y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? So I'm holding my friend circle. I'm holding my cousins. That's supposed to be my ride or die. That's close to me. I'm holding everybody accountable. And I don't care if one person calling every Thursday, but each Thursday I want someone to press that one button. That's my job to you guys. That's my... That's me.
Right.
That's your assignment, you know. And and I say it, and I'm going to say, Ray King, I say it, I mean it, you know. I mean it.
I know that's
because
right.
Because this, this is me. You know what I'm saying? This is me. This is who I am. And I embrace and I stand on 10 toes for my people, you know.
Yeah.
And I need them to stand on 10 toes for me. For real. So that's my final thought. You get yourself healthy relationships, exit from unhealthy relationships, and work on yourself and work on helping build your children up so when they get to the age where they can get into relationships, they're able to identify an unhealthy relationship and they can run the opposite way from that unhealthy relationship. That's my final thought. So,
Amen. What a great show. Great show. First and foremost, as always, we know I give it up to God, giving honor to God, because if there were no God, there would be no me. I am so grateful for the Lord. Big shout out to GQ Palace, my family. our executive and CEO, and my sister Diva, and another shout out to Bay. It was a great show tonight. Awesome topic and more to come. Self-love, people. Know yourself. Know that you are more than just ordinary. Know that you are extraordinary and you deserve extraordinary. And I am passing on the mic. Love you, Sister Diva.
Love you, love you. All right, Toss. Blessings, safety. God bless. See you next week, Thursday. Same time, same place.
All right.
Step and you'll find yourself alone.